John Molinaro of Sportsnet. The Euro is done. The apocalypse is upon us. Portugal has won a major competition. And I know that soccer fans all over the world, John, were probably shedding tears of joy seeing Ronaldo lift the trophy after working so hard for it. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Wasn't much of a final, honestly, was it? No disrespect to Portugal. I mean, they deserve to win that. That's fine. But in terms of the quality of soccer, considering the talent, especially that France had in the field, I expected more.
Yeah, I think it was fair to say it wasn't the greatest sort of entertainment spectacle. I was surprised by France, to be perfectly honest. I really thought, because they kind of put the hammer down a little bit, mm-hmm. like the early minutes. And I really thought when Ronaldo went out that was it. Then they were really kind of go for the jugular. But they seemed to retreat a little bit and they become a little conservative. And I don't quite understand that. And, you know, the idea of maintaining Paul Pogba in that sort of holding role in midfield instead of pushing him forward in attack, which is his natural position, it just seemed an odd tactical decision from Didier Drogba. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think to say it was a poor final, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think there's beauty and there's technique and there's skill in playing the mm-hmm. way Portugal did. So I don't want to denigrate that. Was it the most entertaining thing to watch? No, absolutely not.
Well, and I think we have to be careful. There is a difference between, it wasn't that it was a sloppy final necessarily,
right. Sure.
Which to me is bad. It's bad. It's like watching a bad baseball game. I mean, when it's sloppy, it's bad. When a lot of mistakes are being made, it's bad. This was just, like I said, I guess I expected a little more creativity from France. I can understand why Portugal did what they did because they did what they had to do in order to win. And I think once Ronaldo went out, you sort of needed somebody like Pepe to become a dominant player in the pitch because that was how they're going to have to win. I guess maybe France was the disappointment because I just looked at the talent level and thought, I mean, somebody's got to be capable of doing something. I mean, they've got speed. They've got, seems, everything. But, man, it was almost like they just froze.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair criticism. You know, they were really sort of almost timid to the point where, you know, it seemed like they didn't want to make a mistake and kind of commit themselves to go forward. But the game was very much there for the taking. So I'm not quite sure why they just kind of remained so tactically, timid and not really go for it. Although, again, full credit to, because I think a lot of that, why they weren't able to push forward and break down, was that they just weren't able to break down Portugal because mm-hmm. they were so well organized. So you have to give full credit to the Portuguese. They sort of managed the game that way.
One of the narratives to come out of the final has been, well, now Ronaldo's got a major international mm-hmm. trophy and, you know, Leo Messi, where are you in this? I mean, it's like it's part of. I don't think that's necessarily fair. I don't know how it necessarily translates. But in terms of what people think about Ronaldo, I've got to think that his reaction as his team was winning without him, I wonder if that may have changed some minds. I mean, I we're cynical enough, John, that maybe a lot of people are thinking that. That was sort of Ronaldo making the best of a bad situation and ensuring that he was front and center in all the newspapers and on television. But he certainly didn't act like a guy who was being selfish and was in it for himself.
No, not at all. And in fact, you know, I wrote about this last night after the game, was that I think the way it happened with him going out and then trying to go back on and play through the pain mm-hmm. and then, you know, coming out for the second half and encouraging his teammates. And I think this actually enhanced his reputation because it kind of showed people who, I think he's always had this reputation and it's quite unfair that he's soft, right?
Yeah.
That he goes down far too easily, that he's a whiner, that he's a diver, a complainer. I think this kind of disproved that a little bit because he really showed, I think, not just a physical toughness, but a mental toughness as well. And you got to hand it to them. I mean, you really do.
Well, I always make the point about soccer too is, you know, quite often it's remarkable how many of the guys we accuse of diving or being soft are the guys who have the ball at their feet
right.
in an attacking position most of the time. You know, and after they've, and I always tell people, you know, you run as much as those guys do and take a kick in the calves. Well, let's see how fast you get up
right.
and start running back, you know. Are there any trends that we saw in this competition that you think might carry over through the domestic seasons in different leagues? You know, much was made going in about how teams were going to sort of play back and try to hit, especially the less, quote unquote, less talented teams were going to play back and try to hit teams in the counter. I mean, we saw a lot of that, but do you think there are any trends that develop? I know a lot of people have talked about Italy, Germany, and I believe it was France to a certain degree using a 3-5-2, going back to the 3-5-2. Maybe you're going to see more of that. Do you buy into any of that, or is that sort of a tournament-specific tournament-specific thing?
I tend to think that we might see more of that, yeah. I mean, you always sort of see whenever one team has a great deal of success at a tournament like this, then most often than not, it gets duplicated. I think Spain is the classic example when they dominated from 2008 to 2012, playing with that sort of tiki-taka possession style. Everyone sort of wanted to, maybe not necessarily, well, duplicated, but in their own sort of way. So, yeah, I mean, I think whether it's going to be sort of 3-5-2 formations or whether it's playing more, less with the ball and more counterattacking, I could definitely see that as a trend sort of developing. I think the other, and we kind of touched on this on a previous show, is this whole theme about it's not about the individuals. It's about how you sort of play as a team. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have to have the best players, but you have to have the best team. And I think that's something that, was one of the major reasons why Portugal won this tournament. They didn't have the best talent on paper, but in terms of a cohesive unit playing in a certain style, in a clear tactical manner, with a clear direction from their manager, they mastered that.
And I think the other thing we saw, too, is just a reinforcement of the fact that tournament soccer is a unique animal.
Absolutely.
It is. I mean, Joachim Löw said going into the competition, he almost felt like he had to pick two teams, one to get through the group stage and the other to get through, the elimination stage. Mm. I mean, there really is an art to playing tournament.
Absolutely. Soccer. There's this. You have to remember, this is, 7-8 games, so there's little room for error. This isn't a 38 game season that played over the courses of a couple months. And it's 8 games in a very short period of time with a very short turnaround. So it's a completely different animal, completely different.
Who came away with their reputation enhanced from this tournament in particular? There are a couple of names that stand out.
Well,
Ronaldo, I would think.
Maybe. Yeah, Ronaldo, I think. I mean, not that he didn't have a sparkling reputation before, but I think Antoine Griezmann just sort of went to another level. I think Jerome Boateng, for me, I think he really sort of firmly established himself as one of the better center backs in world soccer. I was just so impressed with him. Kimmich, the young defender for Germany, I was impressed with him. Leonardo Bonucci, another one. I mean, he's, again, a brilliant defender, but I think he came out of this, looking really strong. But for me, I'd have to say Boateng is, because there was always something for me, because it's not his natural position. And I think there was always just some doubt about him. But for me, he put on just masterful performances for Germany. He came out probably head and shoulders better than anyone else at this tournament.
I would think, too, that Antonio Conte's probably, that Chelsea's probably feeling fairly comfortable with their selection.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, like the managers, too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Conte came out of this with, very well. I think Fernando Santos, the Portuguese manager, came out of this very well. And then likewise, Mark Wilmots, the Belgian manager, not so much because he had a pretty bad tournament.